Soros-linked groups sued a bloc dropped from halting welfare-dependent immigrants. By John Binder on February 2, 2026. Several groups, some that have financial ties to George Soros and Alex Soros's Open Society Foundation's network, are suing to prevent President Donald Trump from halting legal immigration from 75 countries that produce waves of welfare-dependent migrants to the United States. On Monday, the Catholic Legal Immigration Network, along with other groups and individuals, filed a lawsuit in an attempt to prevent Trump's State Department from freezing visa processing, and thus legal immigration, from many dozen countries with massive welfare use rates in the U.S. The State Department will pause immigrant visa processing from 75 countries whose migrants take welfare from the American people at unacceptable rates, the State Department wrote at the time the order took effect. The freeze will remain active until the U.S. can ensure that new immigrants will not extract wealth from the American people. Among other claims in the lawsuit, the groups claim the freezing of visa processing for countries like Afghanistan, Somalia, South Sudan, and Iraq is racist. The ban and visa ban cable are also arbitrary and capricious because they have a racially disparate impact on immigrants of color seeking immigrant visas and their U.S. citizen and lawful permanent resident family members seeking to reunite with them in the U.S. Over 85% of the countries covered by the ban are non-European countries with significant non-white populations. The small number of European countries that are listed are Southeastern European nations with significant ethnic minority populations, the lawsuit alleges. The Catholic Legal Immigration Network, the lead plaintiff in the case, is financially linked to the Soros network. Soros's Open Society Foundations awarded the group more than $650,000 in funding from 2016 to 2021. Likewise, the National Immigration Law Center, whose lawyers are helping litigate the case, has received millions in funds from the Open Society Foundations dating back to 2018. The Legal Aid Society, which is helping litigate the case, received $50,000 from the Open Society Foundations in 2017. The Center for Constitutional Rights, also involved in litigating the case, raked in $5 million from the Open Society Foundations in 2021, alone. Altogether, since 2016, the group has taken more than $7.2 million from the Open Society Foundations. Last month, Trump posted the welfare rates of immigrant groups living in the U.S., revealing the extent to which mass legal immigration is costing American taxpayers. Most notably, the data shows that more than 81% of migrant households from Bhutan are on welfare, as well as 75% of households from Yemen, 72% of households from Somalia, 71% of households from the Marshall Islands, 68% of households from the Dominican Republic, 68% of households from Afghanistan, and 66% of households from the Congo, among others. The lawsuit is Catholic Legal Immigration Network v. Rubio, number 1:26-CV00858 in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.